Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Break the Cycle with me, your host, Joshua Smith. I'm having some technical difficulties tonight, guys. I apologize. I don't know if my intro played sound or not. I really don't know what's going on right now. All my settings just like got all messed up. So let me know in the chat if you guys saw some or could hear the intro and the starting screen. If not, well, I apologize. I'll have to add it in post for the audio only. And if you guys can hear me now, let me know. Because it did. So it did play the audio. I just couldn't hear it through my headphones. Okay. Okay. Cool. But you guys can hear me. That's the important part. Well, no. Hearing my guest is the important part. But thank you guys so much for checking me out. Happy Labor Day. I hope you guys are all celebrating Capitol today. Check out our sponsors, TopLobster.com, the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break the Cycle, where you can get this great Reed Mises Not Mark shirt that I'm wearing today for 10% discount by using BTC at checkout. Or you can join the Patreon, subscribe star, or become a channel member here on the YouTube to get into a private Discord server where you can get 30% off of all of Top Lobster's new designs up to 2 weeks before they go to the general public. And of course, anthemplanning.com, executive producers for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Excuse me, sorry. Check them out today. See what they can do for your business, home, or personal life. They're doing a wonderful job that the government has historically sucked at much cheaper and much more efficiently. Guys, we got a great show for you tonight. I don't really need to do a whole lot of introductions. This lady is, in my opinion, the rightful secretary of the National Libertarian Party and my good friend, Miss Karen Ann Harlos. How are you doing tonight, ma'am?
I am. You know, I am. Let's just put it that way.
You are.
I am.
So doing the best you can, considering the circumstances, right?
How do you like my title I put down there?
It is. You're an exile. Absolutely.
Right.
I hope that everybody can hear you, too. I was like trying to throw up some quick fixes. So if you guys can't hear the good secretary, please let me know in the chat. But I think she's doing okay. Shout out to Nicholas Marshall for becoming a channel member. Newest channel member. I thank you very much. So, Miss Karen Ann.
Yes, Mr. Joshua Smith.
Why don't you explain the events of the last couple days at the National Committee? How did it go down? What happened? What were you expecting? Did it turn out the way you expected? All that great stuff.
Well, I didn't have any expectations, but I guess you kind of do. They were slimier than I thought they would be. I will say that, you know, just when I think I really understand the depths of depravity, it gets worse because they had to resort to trickery to beat me. When you have to resort to trickery, come on, you're a sad sack when you have to resort to trickery. So what they did is, see, I'm honest, like I kind of set myself up. I will, you know, I do not do the, like, here's my strategy, I'm going to hide it and spring it on them. I don't play like that. I don't have a Machiavellian bone in my body. I'm very upfront. So when on Saturday, I said right up, Stephen Nikayla is leaving on Sunday. Their little sneaky fucking asses went and called up David Sexton, who snuck in behind Stephen Nikayla's back like a little bitch and stabbed Stephen in the back. When you have to win like that, you are pathetic. If you can't beat a nearly elderly, I almost qualify for APRC, pink-haired housewife from Colorado, without resorting to tricks, you are pathetic. Okay, you did not win on your merits. You stabbed Stephen Nikayla in the back, and he's too much of a gentleman to insist on his rights. Listen, I know our policy manual can be vague on this, but I think it's pretty clear the seat is owned by the representative. When Stephen left, it was his clear intention that that seat remain vacant. He did not transfer the vote to David Sexton. And Stephen Nikayla should challenge this. He's the only one who can. He needs to invalidate David Sexton's vote. And that region should do something about that. I don't say removing people because I'm not in favor of anyone else getting removed, but Region 2 isn't my business. But David, you are not a good person. When you have to sneak in, you're sitting there looking at me with that shit-eating grin. Really, I hope you are proud of yourself because I held my head high. I did not have to resort to tricks, being sneaky, or stabbing anyone in the back. And when I defended myself, I looked at every single one of them in their eyes. I did not plant a knife in their back. You people, the way you acted is disgusting.
Yeah.
That's my intro.
I tried to watch as much as I could. There was some confusion on why I wasn't at the LNC meeting. Obviously, I had to work for some people that were out. So it was impossible for me to get there. There was literally nothing I could do about it.
Do you want people like that in government that play tricks like that?
No.
I don't.
And unfortunately, that's exactly how our government works. They operate just like our government.
Well, maybe they're good politicians. I'm not a politician. I guess I proved that I'm not a politician. But I mean, did you see that whole David Sexton thing the same way I did?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think Stephen does too. And, you know, Stephen...
He needs to do something. Yeah. He's too nice of a guy, Stephen. But right now, and if you wait any much longer, you will not have timely raised an objection. But this isn't even about your friendship with Stephen. True. Listen, what's being set now, Mr. Nikayla, is a precedent for the future. I know you're a really nice guy and you don't want to cause waves, but this could happen to someone else in the future. You need to set a good precedent and protect rights. It's not even about me.
Right.
But come on, this is so disgusting. We have reached, this is the biggest low in this party's history. This LNC, when I say LNC, obviously I mean the people who did bad. There's good people on there like yourself. It's going to go down in infamy. You know, I know you guys think you won now, but at what cost? Like the scripture says, what profiteth a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? All of you engaged in utter open corruption. There's two kinds of corruption. And I know some of my detractors go, ooh, everything you don't like is corruption. That's not in fact true. There's a lot of things I don't like that aren't corruption, but I tend to be the one who will call out corruption. And it was open corruption. I laid out so many things that meant you didn't even get to the evidence and the evidence sucked. And though we'll get into it, but I'll prove my case if you'd like tonight that all 11 of them are absolutely corrupt and should never, ever be near any position of leadership again.
Sure. Yeah. And I agree. You know, we kind of already knew this. We knew who the corrupt people were. There were some shocking ones for me.
There were some very shocking ones.
The Phillips thing really upset me. You know, I've always thought John Phillips was rather reasonable. Obviously,
he cried. He cried because he knew he was wrong.
Yeah.
His hand, listen, I'm going to say it. His arm was being twisted by Aaron Adams. You know, when you're in a relationship with someone on the board, it's really difficult. I know that because I'm on the Colorado board with my husband. I know how hard that was. And he cried at the table because he knew he was wrong.
Yeah, that one really upset me. And then the Aaron Adams things upset me for quite some time. I used to be really close with Aaron Adams. She used to be one of my best friends.
So did I.
And, you know, over the last several months, I've seen some things that were really upsetting.
Something happened.
It had to have. But here's the thing that really bothered me, Karen. This is when I decided I was just going to part ways here. I haven't talked about this to anybody except for maybe you. Several years ago, there was an altercation between me and my then girlfriend, Risa Willis. Mm-hmm. You know, the cops came. It was pretty ugly. I told the cops what happened. The cops gave me a ride to a hotel. Everything was jovial. The next day, she went around trying to tell everyone that I beat her up. Aaron Adams just told me, who's been my friend, who I've been talking to for months and months, mm-hmm. and years and years and years, that the night it happened, Risa Willis called her, told her everything that happened, that she attacked me, that she beat me up, that she did all this stuff. And Aaron...
Jess Mears?
No, Aaron Adams.
Oh, I got confused. Okay, no. I thought you said Jess.
And
okay.
Aaron has sat on that information while all of these people drag my name through the mud for 2 years. And she just sat on that information. She could have said, no, you called me. This is what you said. This is what happened. But she just kept it under wraps and watched as people attacked me. When I called her out on it just recently, she said, I would just tell people personally. Like, you were watching me get my name dragged through the mud by this crazy person. For 2 years.
Listen, Josh,
but
you know, my position, you know, Risa has disassociated herself from me.
Sure.
You know, back then, I have to be quite honest with you. I don't know who to believe. I thought I knew who to believe then. I don't know now. I can tell you, Aaron never said that to me. Right. And if that is the case, I am really upset because Erin and I were close and she knew I wanted to know what the truth is. But when it comes kind of down to it, unless something's really clear, what happens between a man and a woman, like it's best for people to stay out unless it's really, really clear.
But I just wanted to, I just want to say that because it highlights where I was like, whoa, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like I've trusted you and been your friend and you're just telling me this now after 2 years that you knew about all this and you just watched me. I mean, you know how bad it was. I mean, I hundreds of people talking shit about me all the time, every day for something that I never did, something that she knew I never did. And she could have just cleared up publicly once. And so that really hurt. And then when she started, you know, when I saw the LNC piling on you and her taking part in that, that was hurtful. Like we were like a little friend block, all of us, you know what I mean? And
I encourage people to go look at the LNC where I just suggested that we could also honor L. Neil Smith. And she jumped on me. She jumped on me. It's like, what the hell's your problem? You know, her and Susan, I don't know what the hell's going on with them.
Something happened with Susan too. She's always hated me. She's always hated me, which is fine.
She's hated me ever since I broke up with her. Like, not that we're lesbian lovers or anything like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because you guys know, you know, like I'm into women. But like, I might as well have been sleeping with her because the breakup was so hard. But, we did not have that kind of relationship.
Yeah, you guys were really good friends.
We were really, really good friends. And when good friends break up, that can be just as rough. But people don't know. Like, they don't realize. Like, let me tell you. I tell people what happened because they're like, holy shit, that's crazy. Susan insisted on being on my campaign team in 2018. I didn't want her on it. She volunteered herself. We were best friends. I was kind of like, okay. I put her on it with misgivings. Then the COVID thing happened. So it's 2020. And she freaked the hell out. We are chatting on Facebook like we did on the daily. And while we are talking, she sent me a Dear John letter on Slack breaking up with my campaign. Couldn't tell me to my virtual face. It's like, what? You're crazy. Right. And that is after we would have this pattern of friends fight 2 days later. This is her quotes. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I was such a bitch. Direct quote. Happen again. And Wayne was like, you need to get out of this friendship because all she does is hurt you. And I used to be calling Susan crying, saying, why are you friends with me? I don't even think you like me. True. Like, because she was always, it was an abusive friendship. So I broke up with her. And ever since I broke up with her, she has ridden my ass on the LNC list. And anyone watching knows this. And plenty of LNC members, including Erin Adams, have admitted it to me. So they're either lying to me and like just being a gossipy little bitch behind Susan's back, or they're just letting her get away with things. Now, I'm not going to out anyone else who has said it, but you guys on the LNC know who you are. Grow a set and confront her.
Right. Yeah, I know. And it sucks because going into this weekend, I was pretty sure I was going to be able to make a statement.
They're coming for you next, Joshua. Oh, they don't have my vote now.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt in my mind. They were always going to, if they got you off the board, they were always coming for me next. And I knew that.
But here's the thing. Realize the seat is not vacant yet. I have a very good grounds for appeal. True. Half of my appeal is written already. I am appealing. I saw Richard Longstreth just couldn't wait to try to replace me on committees.
Of course.
This seat isn't vacant yet, Richard. And I know you're eyeing my secretary seat. Everyone can see it.
Yeah, everyone
does. But you want to know what? And you know what? I want you guys to appoint him because I want someone thoroughly despicable up there on stage.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm so...
No, he won this position before. Listen, I'm spilling the dirt. Richard, when he didn't think I was going to run in 2020, he said, well, I might run for your seat. I said, why? I expected him to say, because I really want to be a secretary or whatever. He goes, I want to be an officer. That's a sucky-ass reason to run. You want power. Okay, I got it. Right. So I decided to run. He was going to run against me, and then he decided to run for vice chair. Right. But you know what? He's been trying to do my job. I predicted JBH was going to run for chair long ago. I'm telling you, Richard's going to try to gun for my secretary seat. And fine, do it, Richard, because I know you can't do the job. And I know people dislike you.
Oh, and there's no way he's going to win.
No.
That's the thing.
Let him.
That's the thing that none of these people understand. We're walking into Reno with the super majority of delegates.
Okay, I'm kind of the Debbie Downer here, Joshua.
I know you are,
I'm not sure about that.
Well,
listen, it's 20 LP scandals away.
What do you mean?
It's 8 months. Sure. 8 months is 20 LP scandals away. You know how fast shit happens.
Oh yeah.
People are gonna forget about what happened here by next month.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a large contention of this party that is not going to forget this before Reno. I promise you.
Okay.
I promise.
Joshua, I've already had people say to me, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Sure. Some of the people who were like, don't care. But
No. I'll tell you privately.
Okay. Tell me privately, because I got, I've had some conversations since yesterday, and I can tell you that your butt's going to be back in that seat in Reno.
Well, I hope so. I'll be running for re-election or reinstatement. Simple as that. And, you know, if I win, I win. If I don't, I have other things to do for liberty. But it's what happened was so gross. And what I'd said, I was on Dave Smith's show earlier today, and I'll make this point here, too. Listen, I can understand. I'm trying to be very charitable here. I can understand how some people might think they're in that big dump of like creeper, like weirdo, like obsessed with me folder that they dumped from the private investigator, former cop we have on the LNC.
He's such a bitch
that
too,
did
by
that.
The
he is gross.
Yeah.
And but that's he did his PI thing. From what I understand from another LNC member, I'm not going to name because let them divulge it. The folder was four times as big. Like talk about freaky, man. So even if someone thought in that big data dump that there was something there, they know that all of those accusations weren't true.
Right.
And none of them moved to amend the charges, which means every yes vote was signing on to every single one of those charges, including redefining the NAP. You just fucked the party. And John and Aaron believe that. They believe words are aggression. Okay, but everyone else, like Susan Hogarth, the founder of the Radical Caucus, just signed on to words being violence and that I caused the resignation of JBH, which is direct whistleblower retaliation.
Right.
They could have amended those things out. They could have just stuck to the social media policy.
Right.
They could have just stuck to the harassment and whatever, but they didn't. They know how to amend. They didn't. That is the corruption. And all 11 of you ought to be tossed out on your asses.
Yep. I agree. I agree fully. I mean, it was obviously a political hack job. I mean, that's what it was. It was very clear to anybody that was watching from the outside. And it was funny. I actually popped on yesterday. I was at work and I popped on yesterday. And I popped on while Aaron Adams was talking about how, you know, your words on the email list were aggression. And I was like, the fuck are you talking about?
I know. And then she's go, oh, bully side. I was accusing her of bullies. You want to know what, Aaron? I had a really dark month last month, and you did ride my ass. You did ride the ass of a person who told you how dark they were. You couldn't let up for a month. So if the shoe fits, baby, put it on.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that I never understood. So, like, if for you guys who don't follow the list, it's been ugly. But the thing is like,
you cut out. Yeah, but you sound like in a tin can. Yeah. It's like it's your computer audio instead of your mic. Yeah, and it sounds like the ocean in the back. You know that whoosh sound? Yeah. I mean, I can hear you. I can hear you. It's not the greatest, but I can hear you. As long as I sound good, honey, you know that's all that matters. Okay. Yeah, and there's something else I do want to add as well, too. So I'll just keep going. And feel is upheld with all of these really strong feelings that I just emoted, how will I be able to work with these people? Easy. I've been a 20-year paralegal. There's a lot of times where I've been in court with my boss, and I've had to deal with some really bad people. And like when the court announces its decision, and I even did this at the LNC meeting because I held my head high. I didn't cry. I didn't flinch because I'm used to being able to sit at the defense table because I did insurance defense, and you just keep a blank face. You're not allowed. It's very rude to emote in the courtroom, either glee or disappointment if you win or lose. If I am put back on, I am able to deal with them with sterile, like, you know, sterile, because sometimes I know my lisp makes things hard to hear, efficiency. And that's how I will deal with them. It will just be sterility, professionalism when I'm dealing with them. But in my personal life, I'm going to say what I want, but I can deal with them. It's their weakness that they think they can't deal with me. I cannot believe that Susan is so weak that she says, I can't work with her. Well, that's your problem. And if you think I'm difficult to work with, wait till you meet the cathedral. It's just like so weak. It is so weak that just one little pink-haired lady has wrapped them around their axles so badly. So here's what I was accused of: violating the NAP. Basically, they are saying I'm unfit to be a party member. And I looked in each and every one of their eyes and said, how fucking dare you? I don't think any of them are not libertarians, but they said that to me, and nobody is saying a damn word about it. It's a bunch of fucking cowards. So my words violated the NAP. You want to know how many of you out there, even if you don't like me, you realize you probably have violated the NAP now, according to the pronouncement of the highest governing body in this party. They've just completely redefined 50 years of history. If that is not overturned, it is a completely different party, because 11 people got ass mad over a secretary. And as someone who wrote in to say, wish you hated the state as much as you hate your secretary, mean words, change the channel. It's just so ridiculous. So they threw the whole party, our whole history, under the bus to get at me. How low is that? The second thing that was really important that they accused me of was they said I caused the resignation of JBH. They're more mad about their corrupt chair who deleted emails on the way out resigning than about the New Hampshire corruption that he committed. Their priorities are fucked up. And now they can't even deny it was whistleblower retaliation because it's in the charges against me. And they all signed on to it. And that is gross. The other thing, they allege I violated the social media policy. That is going to be thrown out immediately because that social media policy is clearly about social media volunteers, not LNC members, which I am not. And I would maintain that our bylaws do not permit the LNC to police the private lives, the non-business lives of LNC members. And I hope they try to write a policy that does include LNC members, because that should be appealed immediately by the members, because that is not permitted. Yeah, in the tin can. Yeah, but I can hear you. I don't see any comments, so I don't know. Do you want me just to keep talking? Okay. Okay. And then the other thing they accuse me of, and this is what's going to affect you, Joshua, is I'm not allowed to monetize my YouTube account because they claim I'm using my position to make money. First of all, that's not true. Very little of my content's about LP drama. It's about other things. I do makeup sometimes, but let's just pretend I was, and I'm going to tell you what this is really about for some people that I don't think people considered. And you're going to shit your pants when you hear the dots that I'm going to connect here in a minute. They're mad because, you know, they'd rather me lose my house, I suppose, and be in misery, because then maybe I would just quit the LNC. That's a motive. I can't prove it. It's an allegedly, you know. So monetizing my channel, being a capitalist, apparently is wrong to them. But here's the fact. I could have someone who gives me a $2,500 a month salary to be secretary, and that is not not prohibited by our policy manual. All that's required is that it be disclosed, and I've always disclosed it. Always. I have not violated the policy manual. And every single LNC member who's gone to a convention invited as a guest speaker and had either their hotel room, flight, or anything paid for has accepted value directly as a result of them being on the LNC. And if they think that's wrong, then they should resign. But it's not wrong. And John Phillips pitched his knives that he makes money for sitting in his seat at an LNC meeting. Have you ever seen me promote my show at the LNC meetings? What hypocrites. Now me, I hope he makes a shit ton of money on his knives. Okay. Yes, but it's bigger than that, Joshua. I don't know if she's still doing this, okay? But I believe she is. That, you know, Angela McArdle, who's who I support for chair, who is not independently wealthy. She's not an attorney like these two fucking former chairs, okay? She's not affluent. She's a normal person. And she, I remember back a year ago, started a Patreon saying, when I'm chair, I need to be able to do this full time. Will you please commit to support me? This is ultimately about putting in a policy. It's not on everybody's motivation, but some of their, I would bet my ass on it, is to proactively prohibit Angela McArdle from being chair. These people have been interfering in internal elections from the beginning. Some of the evidence against me was me campaigning. They are punishing me for campaigning for re-election. It's ridiculous. Shame. Shame on you, Laura Epke. If I think this is the dirty shit they pulled in the Republican Party, and if that's what you think is right, go fucking back to the Republican Party. Oh, yes, ultimate. Joshua just said, if he asked me a question, can I repeat it? Because right now you guys aren't hearing him. So this is the teacher going, that's what Joshua just asked me. He's having issues. So, well, we knew that I've just taken over your show. We've known that Joshua has had lots of issues. Let's talk about them. Now, I have. Now, I want to address something else here. Now, I got some people giving me shit because I just endorsed you for vice chair. And people are like pointing out, you know, oh my God, Joshua is not a perfect figure. You want to know what? Neither am I. Why did I promise to endorse you for vice chair? Because listen, there is something that's really important to me in friendships and in just general ethics. When shit was going down and people needed to stick up for what's right, Joshua always had my back. There are other LNC members that I think are good people, and I wouldn't say they should be voted out, but they didn't speak up when the time was right. And the fact comes when I'm facing the army of White Walkers, I fucking want Joshua Smith next to me, not half of those other ones who are good people. Because, you know, when shit throws down, you know, you want a friend that's going to help you hide the bodies. You know, I'm meaning that metaphorically, obviously.
Are you sick to death of pussyfooting around the truth while being constantly fed lies by news and big tech tyrants? If so, then come join me, Dan Smotz, on The System Is Down, where we get weird, have fun, and dig into all the dangerous taboo topics like conspiracies, politics, religion, culture, current events, and everything your family just prays you don't bring up around the Thanksgiving dinner table. And I know that reality is scary to some people, so if you're easily offended, just ignore this and go back to making cat memes or whatever. But if you're ready to change the world for the better, come join me on The System Is Down at tsidpod.com or wherever you get podcasts. That's tsidpod.com, because the system is down and truth is taking over.
Open.
Hold on. I think I might be back. I don't know.
I saw comments last time when I was on your show. I don't see any comments.
I might be back. I don't know. We'll see if I'm back or not. Let's see if the chat says I'm back.
I don't see the chat. Depriving me.
Check. We'll see. Yeah, you can see the chat if you go to, am I back? I'm back.
Sounds like a tin can.
Okay, I'm back, but I have no video now, so I have to fix my video. It sounds like a tin can. It sounds bad. What the hell is going on there? Did I fry my audio interface or something?
No, you sound good to me.
I sound good to you, but I don't sound good on the YouTube. So let me see what I can do. I did fix the, I just posted some filters that might have changed it, sweetie. So keep listening and tell me, is it getting better at all?
Did you call me sweetie?
No, I'm talking to my
fiance. That's so nice, baby doll.
I'm talking to my fiance.
Sweet cakes. Honey buns.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get some filters going. Copy filters, paste filters. That should. Uh oh. Let's. What? What happened? Hold on. Everybody's so mad right now. I'm so sorry.
I can't see the comments.
Here we go. Hold on. I'm putting the filters back on my Focusrite and stuff, so that might be better. I don't know. We got filters back. Okay. Everything should sound good. You talk some more, Karen Ann.
Okay. I'm talking some more, and I wish I could see the comments, because then I could interact with comments during these downtimes, but you have deprived me from seeing comments. And I am looking at the comments tab, because I've used StreamYard before.
I don't broadcast through StreamYard. I just use it for my guests and some of the overlays. I actually use OBS. So, and my OBS, like, I just had some kind of power surge through one of my USB things and it just crashed everything. So that's what happened.
Well, how can I see the comments?
You can read from your phone on the YouTube.
Oh.
Okay. Can you guys hear? Does everything sound better? Does it sound better?
I'm going to YouTube now, right? Because I want to look at the comments.
Can you come here? Let me hear. Here, I can turn on my. Okay. Okay. I don't know what's going on here, guys. Let me try and figure out my stuff. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. It's been like 100 episodes. I haven't had any issues like this. And now all of a sudden, I got all these damn issues. Oh, I got phone right.
Well, I'm going to YouTube now. Now I'm hearing echo.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. Okay. I see what's going on here. I know what's going on. Okay, I know what's going on. I have my headphones. Let's see. I know what I did. I apologize, guys. I really do. Hold on.
You're such a loser.
There's just so much here.
Such
that
a loser.
Can happen.
I know. You're just a boomer who don't know how to use technology.
Yeah, I need to set my default. Okay, let's see. Here we go. 1 second. Yeah. Huh. Right. No, that's not going to do it either. I don't know. Yeah, you know, you can just keep talking to him if you want. Yeah, I feel really bad, guys. I'm so sorry. Okay. You go ahead and talk now. They lost you now? Oh my goodness, I don't understand. Check. Okay, now you try to talk.
I said this is glorious anarchy.
And I think we're both here, and maybe the echo's gone. I don't know.
They don't hear me.
No, I just got you back on, so.
Well, okay, let's do it, because I know it's a delay. So you guys should be hearing me now.
Hold on, let me go to...
And Shannon said, oh my God, you silenced her. You did with no LNC has been able to do before.
I did it. Okay. We got, everything's good. No more echo. Karen Ann and I are doing good. I am so sorry. My God. I feel horrible. I'm going to have to cut so much of this out for the audio only portion.
I know. Now we just got to keep going because, you know, but don't cut out all my good shit, man.
No, I won't. I'll just cut out just the me like bumbling around. I think
you being a boomer. Okay. You cut out your boomer stuff, man.
That was horrible. I'm so sorry, guys. Let me make sure all the filters are good and everything's good.
Yeah. Now they're saying, can you do the video? Because we know you're like an old man.
My video, I actually disconnected my camera because...
Because you have a face for radio.
Essentially what just happened is I think I fried a USB port, and I had what is a it's like a 7 port, like where you add a bunch of USB ports, and it like fried the USB port or something.
Sure. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Yeah, several times now. Let's see what happens here. We'll see.
Listen, they're saying in chat, and I have to agree, this production is a violation of the NAP, and Ms. Adams demands your resignation.
Well, this is...
I added that last part.
I got video back and audio. Woo! I did it on the fly. Okay. So now that,
yeah, you broke your dongle.
Yeah, that's exactly. Here's this thing. Hold on, let me show y'all this thing. And now look, I'm frozen.
Yep, you're frozen because you're playing with your dongle.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so who else surprised you on the board, Karen Ann? Let's talk about that.
Oh God. Okay. Let me think, because I Whitney Bilyeu.
I don't think that surprised any of us.
I'm naive. I'm a naive bitch. Okay, you know, Joshua, that I give people a lot. Listen, how long was I defending Nick Sarwark?
Way longer than you should have.
Because I try to be charitable and give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, you. You definitely defended him longer than you should have. And I was a little embarrassed for you, even though I love you, you know,
but because I do defend people longer than I have to, you usually know that when I turn, okay, the case is fucking solid.
Right. That's true.
But, you know, Whitney, I was having my issues with every single thing she ruled against me on, and nobody is wrong all the time.
Right.
She was completely biased. And
by the way, never buy one of these, whatever this is. This is a terrible idea. It ruined my whole night.
My, that's a big dongle you have.
I just don't understand what happened.
Is that a dongle in your pocket?
It's like add 7 USB ports and they like light up and stuff, but apparently it's done now. So yeah, if you have to plug it back in more than twice, you're playing with it. Exactly. Yeah, Whitney did not at all surprise me at all. I thought that one was coming for sure. I really did.
And she needed to... There was some mistreatment of committee members there. I'm not going to really... There was just some decorum breaches there that needed to... There was some embarrassing moments way before my not trial... Because I'm entitled to one, and they didn't give me one because those fuckers denied due process. Libertarians denying due process is just so sickening that I don't even know what to say.
Sure. Yeah, I absolutely agree.
You know, karma one day is going to be a real bitch to them, and I hope it's not in the criminal justice system where they learn.
Right.
You know, I hope it's just on some board. But, you know, all of them, every single one of them, that is just so vile. And Aaron Adams, was it Aaron? Please correct me if I'm wrong. Actually said, our bylaws might not be moral, but we have to follow them. Oh, okay, Mr. Police Officer, you know, it's wrong for me to throw you in a rape cage for, you know, having drugs in your possession, but it's the law.
Right. You want to know what really sucks? Let me see if I can find all the super chats. I've like lost all the super chats in the that sucks. I wanted to address. I can go through the queue and find them. But
yeah, I was gonna say I can tell you.
Yeah, no, I can't find them all. I want to address some of them because we got quite a few here. If that's okay with you.
Shannon said I must not have had this much fun on the other Smith's podcast. I got to talk to him about his moisturization.
Yeah, well, that's because the other Smith has he's really good at speaking, but his podcast doesn't look nearly as good as mine. I put a lot of tech into it. Let's see.
Yeah, but listen, that moisturizer game, man. He's dewy. He's absolutely dewy and fresh.
Is he dewy? Let's see. Fubidu, yes. Fubidu, super chatted $5. He said, accidentally sent Karen Ann Harlow's AR grip screws for buying her something on her Amazon wish list. So if you're wondering what those were, that's what that was.
What?
He bought you something off your Amazon wish list, and he accidentally sent you AR grip screws, like for an AR rifle.
So what am I supposed to do then?
I don't know. Mike Hamilton, thanks for the $20 super chat. He said, as someone who has been on the verge of joining the LP and saying this really makes me question what the LP is about. I've been a Ron Paul libertarian. Josh, you're the only reason why I've stayed. What do you have to say to people that are watching this and have been really worried about it? Do you think, you know, people do want to leave over this shit? What do you say to
them?
They shouldn't,
because all this shit is going on in every single political party, but the fact that you can see it is positive change. I'm serious. Seeing the corruption out in the open where it can be, you know, killed with light. Facebook, by the way, because I said burn down the house of corruption. I'm on a 30-day ban now for inciting a riot, apparently. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. That's wow. The warning I got. First I got 3 days for calling John Phillips a little bitch who cried while he voted for corruption and said, you know, I'm tired of these men in this party just being flat chested girls with no balls. I did say that. And that he cried. But man up. John Phillips, he's the only one there that I have hope can redeem himself, because he cried because he knew he was wrong. But I'm not allowed to call him a little bitch, and I'm not allowed to say burn down the house of corruption, because that apparently is inciting a riot.
Oh, geez. Of course it is.
They're so ridiculous. It's the bot. The Facebook bot hates me. So I am on a 30-day ban, if you guys wonder why all of a sudden I went silent. But I got other shit to do. Like, I'm about to leave Facebook. I just stay because I get good engagement for my monetized YouTube channel, because, you know, money is evil and rent is theft.
Right. Yeah. The whole capital thing is like, it really bugs me, because they're trying to hold that up because of me. Like, I know that they're trying to lay the framework to remove me for making money off my YouTube channel, talking about things. And it's like, are we supposed to not make money off our own shit? You know what I mean?
Like, Satoxium had it. They're purging their political enemies. This is so fucking dirty. But it's out in the open, which means there's hope. We can fix it. But we can fix it. I don't want to say what you should do if we don't, because I have hope that we can. I'm not even viewing failure as an option. So now is the time to join, because you see exactly what the problem is and you can fix it. Join now. You have to be in Reno. You have to be, I don't even want to say even if you quit later, because listen, I'm a party partisan. I say join. There's ways that you can mitigate your money being used for shitty things, because there is shitty people in power now. You can earmark it to good things. But this is not the time to quit. You are ceding ground to the enemy now if you quit.
Yeah, I agree. And especially when the Mises Caucus has done so much work, and we're getting so close to really kind of forming this party in a more libertarian, less authoritarian, less blue-pilled, beltway lib image.
Yeah.
I mean, we're really close.
I'm not going anywhere. They thought, because when they've suspended people in the past or tried to, you know, it's humiliating, but I held my head fucking high.
Right.
Because I'm going to do Anna Kasparian from the Young Turks. Am I saying I'm better than you? Yeah, I'm better than you. So, you know, that's right. Just my imitation of Anna Kasparian.
It's true, though. It's true. Like, I was just...
So I held my head high, and I am not going anywhere. They are not purging me from this party by me just being discouraged. In fact, I'm probably going to up my donation when I can.
Sure.
But I'll earmark it to good causes, like the Historical Committee.
Yeah, or the Frontier Project or something like that.
Or the Frontier Project.
Yeah. Let's see. Michael, I'm a big fan of Apollo Pizzell, by the way. He's really great. He's a lot cooler than I used to think. Well, I used to think he was just a rock star, but that he was kind of like on their team. And then I got to talking to him personally and realized he's not on anybody's team. He's here to work, and he's a really cool guy, and he wants things done, you know, a certain way. And he did not support that last regime, man.
And here's the thing. He's a very, very good political operative.
Oh, amazing.
I could never do it. It takes a certain, and it would be easy to misjudge him as like, oh, he's sneaky or you can't trust him. He's a political operative. He runs in circles that are difficult, you know,
right.
But he is a good guy. He hasn't let it turn him into a bastard.
Sure. No, I definitely agree with you. Let's see. Michael Ravel, thanks for the $5 super chat. He said their votes were cast before they got there. I want to know who on the LNC was a part of New Hampshire, the 12 names. So I don't think that those 13 people were not a part of the LNC.
They're not LNC members.
I think there was one member of the LNC for sure.
Of the 12?
Of the 13, yeah.
JBH you're talking about?
Nope.
Who?
Miss Valerie Sarwark.
I don't know about that.
100%. Guaranteed.
I would stake
my life on it.
Okay, well, she's a New Hampshire resident, so it's possible.
And we all know who her husband is, and we all know he was a part of it. And I know several other names that were on there, too, so.
You know, I think they're smart enough not to put their name that close to it, to be honest with you, Joshua. I don't think Valerie's one of the 13.
I disagree.
How can we find out?
I that's the thing. How can we?
This is how I think we can find out. One of you people who are the 13, you know what you did was shitty. And one day you're going to look back on this and change your mind. And I hope you come to me and I'll blow the shit off it. Come to me. It could be 2 years from now. Come to me.
Yeah.
Come to me.
Oh,
it's a song.
Goodness.
I know. So baby, come to me.
James P. Kelly said a $5 super chat. He said, thank you for being so great and keeping us informed, Karen Ann.
Shannon asks a question. Jamie wants to know how you earmark. Okay. They don't make it easy.
Yeah,
and right
don't.
Now I'm not on the LNC, obviously. Because so I can't make sure it gets done, but Joshua can. So when you sign up, take a copy, save a copy of your confirmation email, send it to Joshua. Joshua then needs to send it to Robert Krause. So there's a record and says, this member wants to earmark it to X, and they'll copy you on the email because Robert needs to make sure he can confirm with you that that is in fact your wish. And then there's a record of it. They don't make it easy, but you can do it. And if I'm returned to the LNC, then you don't need to spam Joshua with it as secretary. I'll take care of it. But I'll tell you, I've had to follow up a couple times to make sure they've done it. Because I had a life member who wanted to give $500 to the historical committee. I got the historical committee accounting and it wasn't on there. Robert didn't do anything wrong. It's just that he's busy.
Yeah,
so
he is really busy.
If I'm back, I'll follow up on it. But that's how you have to do it. But it is possible. They won't tell you this, but
yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah, Robert Krause is amazing, by the way. He's a great guy.
He is amazing. And he's retiring soon. And the LNC is going to be worse for it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of amazing people on staff.
He does so much. He does a lot. He really does a lot. Mike Hamilton, thanks for all the $5 super chats, man. I appreciate you. Tim Crosby Jr., super chat $10. Josh, you're next. Hang in there. Reno isn't too far away. The Florida Mises Caucus will not stand by quietly. Region 2, stand up and be counted. Mecock Rising, see you both on Swamp Creature soon. Rich Clark, $5 super chat. You all better get on the vaccine mandate deal. Nevada has mandates in place for conventions, large events, and I'm sure the Prags are more vaxxed than the LPMC.
I'm taking over your show. Remember, Tyler asked if they removed me from the LNC email list. I want to tell you something. They removed me before I left the room.
Yeah.
They took 2 days to remove JBH's email access.
Yep. And he What did they say?
He deleted it before he resigned.
4,000 megabytes of information he deleted out of his email prior to the day mm-hmm. before he resigned. He did that, they say,
yep.
in the report. So, I mean, it's
let
it's
me tell you, all clear. Of my emails are still in the box. All of my emails are still in the box because I'm not a corrupt little bitch.
Right. Well, and I mean, I've only used my emails for, I think I have like a PayPal account tied to one and then just to email the board. That's it. That's the only thing I ever use that email for.
Oh yeah. I've got my personal email that I do for other stuff. So they can read anything on there. It's all boring.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's all just me on the list pretty much. And then,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe some, I don't know, probably some, I don't spam shit. I don't know. That's it. Let's see. We got more super chats. Said that Josh, your mic's cut. Yeah, that's an old one. Sorry, man. Bob Dole, thanks for becoming a new channel member. I appreciate you. Rich Clark, welcome to Break the Cycle, hosted by Karen Ann Harlos. Let's see. TJ Fitzsimmons.
Which host do you like better?
TJ Fitzsimmons has super chatted. $4.99 or $5 super chat. Karen, would you hook your lapel mic to your headphones or remove your headphones so we can hear Josh from your end? That would have worked. If Josh decided to run for Jay Prepo, if Josh decided to run for another position like at large, would you support me for that as well?
Oh yeah, obviously, of course. I kind of think that kind of goes with the waterfall elections that we have. You know, if I support, like, Angela, if God forbid she doesn't win chair, I would support her for everything but secretary.
Yeah. Nicholas Marshall said, $5 super chat, get those super chats and memberships rolling so Josh can afford a technical director. Yes, please, someday. I really hate trying to produce all this shit on my own. It's very hard. Fubadoo, $2 super chat, you're both back. Does Break the Cycle with Karen Ann Harlos have a guest now? From Hunter Wright, $5 super chat. Let's see. Phobies. I think I always say it wrong. I don't know. $2 super chat. Karen, open a new tab, load the stream and mute it. Karen Ann Harlos, blink twice if you're in trouble. From Joshua Bond. Shannon Lee, $5 super chat. Don't ever break up, you two. And I bet Karen Ann Harlos didn't have this much fun on the other Smiths podcast. We read that one already.
Yeah, but you know, listen, I'm not going to diss Dave, man, because he's just. You know,
I love Dave.
He's a cutie pie. What, you having a bromance with Dave?
No, I was really trying to get him on my show on Thursday. It's my 100th episode, and I'm doing one on the culture war, but he big timed me. So, let's see. Mike Ravel, $2 super chat. The bright side, we have a list of 11 people to boot. Jesse Welsh, thanks for the $5 super chat. Fubadoo, $5 super chat. What good is Libertarian Party if leaders aren't openly monetizing and profiting off their positions?
Yeah, it can't prove any kind of like influence. You know, I had a dude who was, he was like a $5 a month, I think, thing. And he stopped being a patron because he didn't like one of my votes. And I'm like, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Bye. Bye, Felicia.
I've had people stop being a patron to my channel because I had someone on they didn't like or something, and I'm like,
that's
the
right.
I'm not going to be perfect all the time, you know?
Yeah, no, and I stood by that vote. It was a dumb thing. He was mad at me for voting for the unified membership thing, like, which is a plus. I'm like, okay, bye.
Sure.
You're going to buy me with $5? Not that he tried to. I'm just saying that's what the LNC thinks.
Yeah. Let's see. Jesse Welsh threw two $5 super chats. Thank you. Said he forgot to type the comment in the first one. Nevada stands with you both. Looking forward to Reno. Thank you, guys. That'll be an interesting thing for me to get Reno. You and I both to get Reno. Or, I mean, to get Nevada.
And Angela.
But yeah, to get votes from Nevada. It's like I've never had more than one vote from Nevada.
No, I've never had a vote from Nevada. I have a perfect record from Nevada. Goose egg every time. When I went to speak at Nevada last time, when I got up and talked to them, I go, I'm fearless because I can't get any worse with you guys.
Yeah, I got one vote from Nevada last year, and the year before that I got zero. So, or the election before that I got zero. So, I think I know who that vote was from, and I appreciate that person for being a sneaky little guy and going in there and saying, "Oh, I'm going to go vote for him." You know, and I'm sure he had to be in their like signal chat saying that he hated me because Nevada hated me so bad. And then turn around and vote for me. I just remember people being mad because Deborah, what's her name? Deborah Payne or whatever.
Deborah Karen Payne.
Yes, she was like, "You're not gonna get a single vote from Nevada," and then I got a single vote from Nevada. I was like, "Ah, yes!" But it was
okay.
It was
now,
very funny.
Listen, Deborah and I. Listen, I know you guys are gonna get on my case. Deborah and I are friends. She, I'm
Your friend calls me a Nazi all the time, so I don't like her.
Okay, well, that's bad. Okay, Joshua, come on. listen, you know, I'm just saying, okay?
Yeah.
I'll try to. That's wrong, Deborah. That's wrong. Stop it, please. Yeah. Be nice.
I know it's funny. It's really funny calling somebody who's half Israeli a Nazi. I always think it's funny.
I actually think that's one of the worst things you can do, to call a Jew a Nazi or someone with a Jewish heritage, sure, even if they're not right now. I think that's the worst possible thing you can do. And people who call Dave Smith a Nazi, like, really,
because he's a legit Jew. He like practices and goes to temple and shit.
And Nick, he had family members die in the Holocaust. So you really need to reevaluate your life if you're calling Dave Smith a Nazi.
No joke. Calvin, $5 super chat. Thanks, man. How can the consequences of the bias of a chair like at this last meeting be avoided when the same chair presides in Reno?
Talking about Whitney?
Of course.
Because, Whitney, the chair doesn't... The larger the body... the less influence the chair has. So on the LNC, the chair's got a lot of influence, but in a 1,000-something person convention, it's very easy to overrule the chair. What the body needs to remember is the body is the ultimate authority, not the chair. They just need to, listen, whether I'm on the LNC or not, I'll train any group. I don't have the time or bandwidth to train one person, but if you have a county or state affiliate that wants to be trained on Roberts and how to watch out for sneaky shit, I will come and do a series of training with you. That's what you've got to be, an educated delegate. And the chair is powerless against educated delegates.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It really is important for you if you could take like a quick like online crash course of Robert's rules. It's really important. If you have never been a delegate before, okay, it's very important.
I'm pimping myself so hard now, like John Phillips with his awesome knives, and you should buy a knife from John Phillips. They're fucking great quality. And I'm not even going to charge you, but I will take tips. It's a regular course on Roberts isn't the same as someone who will tell you tricks isn't the right word, techniques that are specific to the LP. So I'm offering for free for whatever voluntary, you know, if people like what I teach them, they can send me, you know, they can, you know, work that poll, like make me work that poll, or it could just be absolutely free. I will train groups. So, you know, and I'll teach you the LP specific stuff that you're not going to get from a general Roberts crash course.
Yeah. It's a lot. It really is a lot. Once again, for anybody who sat with us through the technical difficulties, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I promise to have it all figured out by tomorrow night's show. Karen Ann, what else do you want people to know about this event and ordeal and all that great stuff? What would you like them to understand, and what can they do to help you?
Okay. What I'd like them to understand is, you know, there's a lot of situations in which reasonable people can disagree. And when it comes to the actual, like, some of the, like, ooh, she went over the line charges against me, I do think some reasonable people can disagree. But the fact is, they went about it in such a dirty way that it's completely poisoned. And I don't think reasonable people can disagree about that. I do not think reasonable libertarians can deny due process. I don't think reasonable libertarians can allow an action to happen against somebody when I provided the receipt. This is what people forget. I put it up on the screen where Richard admitted, from the day I was elected, Valerie Sarwark and her ilk had been trying to remove me.
Right.
This isn't about what just happened. They've been trying since the day, if you voted for me, the day you voted for me, Valerie Sarwark and ilk and Laura Epke and that crew have been trying to take your vote away. And that should make you incredibly angry. And you should get peaceful revenge for that. Now, that's what you really need to understand. Don't get hung up on, oh my God, in this one thing, she said, go fuck yourself with a barbed dildo. You don't have to like that. You need to look at what the hoops you need to go through before you even get to talking about barbed dildos. So that's what you really need to understand. And it really, listen, I'm going to take it personally because I'm the one who got fucked in the ass, but it's not ultimately about me. There will be a person in the future who's going to get screwed just like this. I need to set the precedent. You need to set the precedent that this is completely unacceptable in the Libertarian Party.
It'll be me.
Yeah.
I'll well, be the yeah, next one.
But I'm talking even like 10 years, like what happened to me happened to Angela Keaton. So we need to set the precedent that this is unacceptable. Okay, you can't wait for the perfect object of discipline. It's like the people who go, well, George Floyd did drugs, so we're not going to, you know, say that the cop shouldn't have sat on his neck. Ooh, she said some mean things, so we shouldn't have said the LNC shouldn't fuck her up the ass, okay? You're never going to find the perfect victim.
Right.
I don't have to be perfect for you to take up at least that part of my cause as just and get your peaceful, just revenge. So that's what I want them to understand. How can they help me? Here's where I'm going to whore myself because I know it irritates Valerie Starwark and all the right people. I have a Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/pinkflameofliberty, I would really, really appreciate it. But you can also at Karen Ann Harlos, my Venmo. Same thing with my PayPal. I also have a campaign right now. It's still a re-election fund because I am not officially removed. We are in limbo until my appeal is heard, at which point the seat will become vacant if I lose my appeal. Then my campaign will be my reinstatement campaign. I want to raise all the money I need to go to all the conventions next year, this year, so that I'm not competing with people who are running for public office that really need party donors' undivided attention. So if you can get me to my goal by the end of the year, and also ever since the time of New Hampshire and everything that's gone on, I've been unemployed. So if you just want to help me personally, because I'm in deep shit financially right now, I'd appreciate it. So those are the ways you can help me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think people understand how much of your time and money you put into traveling to help these states. Mm-hmm. That's something that I've done myself. I think we competed in 2018 to see.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, I think it ended up being like, I don't know, between 15 and $16,000 or $17,000 for my travel.
Easy.
Yeah.
Each year I've been on the LNC, I've spent $15,000 out of my own pocket.
Easily.
And I can't do that this year. I'm unemployed. It's just not a good time for me. So, people have really, really, really come through to me, and it's humbled me to ask for help. And I have no problem right now asking anyone out there who wants to help me in either of those ways or personally. I do need help.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And after you're done helping Karen Ann, you can help me since I'll be going to state conventions again. Oh, my God, for a third term in a row. I think I went to 40
states. You've been such a good guest of mine on the show. I think they should reward you for being such a good guest.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate you for having me on Break the Cycle, Karen Ann. I know that you put a lot of effort into this show. And, it's a good show. But you also have a show that's really great that people should be checking out, The Pink Flame of Liberty on YouTube. Where else can people find you and follow you and all that great stuff?
Not on the LNC list.
Yeah, not there no more. No more. Karen Ann don't live here no more.
Wait. Okay, but not on Facebook either, because I've got a 30-day ban. So Twitter.
Yeah.
They can follow me on Twitter, Karen Ann Harlos. So that's where. And Twitter right now, I still like can be a little saucy. So Twitter's the best place. And, you know, because I'm a salty, competitive bitch, there's a certain CIA agent that I want to beat their Twitter follower count. And I think they're at like 14,500. So I'm at like 8,200. So help me be a salty, competitive, just little petty little bitch and beat that said Mr. Noda.
Oh, that was
I'm not
me.
Mentioning
that was
names.
Me, that was me several months ago trying to beat him. And now I'm at almost
20. Did you?
I'm at almost 20,000 now. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Now, will you please ask your followers to follow me?
Of course. Everyone should be following Karen Ann.
Yeah, because let me please just give me that one delicious slice of just like petty pie.
Friend, this
please.
Is the second time I have brought you onto your show, okay?
But listen, I'm stuck at 8,207.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get you. We'll get you there. You guys go and retweet Miss Karen Ann and try and get her a little bit higher. Hey, so
yeah.
Karen Ann, can you just give me a couple minutes to close out the public stream and then we'll do the members only? Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. All right, guys. Oh, I removed myself. All right, guys. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I really am sorry. I appreciate you guys sticking around, still dropping super chats, supporting Break the Cycle, man. You guys are awesome. If you want to come into the private members only stream that will be live directly following this, you can join the YouTube channel membership. It's like $6 a month. You get all the cool custom emojis and badges and all that great stuff. Or you can join the Patreon or Subscribestar. /breakthecyclejs and get those uploaded the next day or the day after, depending on how early I can get around to it and get some other perks and get in the Discord server where you get the cheap top lobster gear and all that stuff. I cannot bring up my so I'm just going to show you guys all my equipment. This is my controller that I usually use for the show. And since my USB fried that I use this on, I cannot use it. So I cannot throw up my icons on the screen here where I usually have them. But go check out toplobster.com for all your wonderful merch needs. You can get this Reed Mises Not Marsh shirt that I'm wearing today at a 10% discount by using BTC at checkout. And of course, executive producer of the show, anthemplanning.com, for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Check them out today. See what they can do for your business, home, or personal life. They're doing a wonderful job that the government has historically sucked at, much cheaper and much more efficiently. Guys, coming up on the show this week, we got a pretty cool lineup. I cannot bring it up on, you know what? I didn't even think about this. I probably could have thrown Top Lobster up like that. There we go. And Alliance and Anthem Planning like that. And then coming up on the show this week, tomorrow night I'll have Eric Eiler on. He's a really, really cool guy. He's got a great podcast. And Wednesday we're going to have an Aussie anarcho-capitalist on who's making some waves talking about the stuff going on over in Australia. On the 9th. Is my 100th episode, special episode. It's going to have some really great people on. We're going to do a sit-down roundtable style show talking about the culture war. I can tell you that my good friend Adam Nutter, stand-up comedian, is going to be there. Possibly Robbie the Fire Bernstein, possibly Phil from All That Remains, definitely Top Lobster, myself, and the man, the myth, the legend, Maj Touré will be here on Thursday as well. So that's going to be a fun show. And next Friday, John Hudak from the Fakertarians will be on here to tell me why I shouldn't have certain people on my show. There's going to be fireworks there. You're not going to want to miss it. I promise you, you're going to want to check it out. I will see you guys tomorrow for the show with Eric. Until then, don't forget to break the cycle.
Due to legal reasons I just have to explain, the lyrics of my last song I seem to contain a violent call to action in the verse and the frame. But I just landed in Minecraft. The helicopter part was in reference to GTA 5 and the things you do. So when you violence you command, I am not an excuse, because I just landed in Minecraft. What trigger is my friend and is constantly cold. Accusations of incitement getting totally old. Making wrong choices, yeah, you have control, because I just landed in Minecraft. Obviously, I would never advocate force, unless it's due process and a trial, of course. And if you got convicted, we will make you a corpse in Minecraft, just in Minecraft. You're nothing I mean, you know it. The product is getting close from COVID. Holy shit, I think I'm a poet.